Yo, it's your boy Coast City, man, representing Elevator Music. Shout out to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide. Peace. Make sure you check out my new EP, Coming to Grips, produced by Rashad. Peace.
Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide.
He got the golden voice. What up, Coast City?
Oh man, I'm chill. Just working on new music.
That's what we love to hear. Tell us about that part. You feel me?
I'm ready for part two.
Okay. Tell me this. So to start off, I know you know JC.
Yep. You know, what's up?
Hey.
You know Puka.
Yeah,
DePoise, you know DJ DePoise, but he having technical difficulties, but he got us on. So salute DJ DePoise. But yeah, for all the people who don't know about Mr. Coast City, tell us a little bit about you, man.
My name is Coast City. I'm 1/4 of the Third Power, one half of the Burlington Brothers, and you know, I'm just an MC trying to express myself the best way I know how with. One of my best friends is a super producer, Rashad, and trying to make history with my brothers and my family. So I'm trying to.
Okay. So can you tell us what Coming to Grips mean for this new album that you're releasing?
Coming to Grips came out on the 9th of April. It basically is about my life, my story, and me coming to grips with who I am as a person so I can move forward and be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Better musician, better husband, better father, just a better leader in the community. Like, I really poured my heart out on that project, and Rashad just gave me some great production and some great guidance, and the response been crazy. Song been played on Sway in the Morning, or not Sway in the Morning, excuse me, on Shape 4-5. You know, rap is out of control, so you know, things move.
Laying in the coffin, my lady getting job offers in Austin. Man, I need a hit off the bat like Kenny Lofton. My cousin keep balking and telling me come to Boston. Livy down south, she loves swimming with dolphins. Ran forever, cover my body like Barry Larkin. The highs are Todd Bridges, the lows Macaulay Culkin. Shut the fuck up when a real nigga is talking. Critics still blogging, Russ is ball hogging. Cats still sprinting and Coast City is jogging. My raps are like bullets, plow right in your noggin. And man, I got a couple of joints like Kenny Loggins. I've been through the dark, I'm trying to find me the light. My baby mama took my son right out of spite. My therapist said that my words cut like a knife. My favorite aunt is in heaven, she living on through the mic, right? Kamikaze, tsunami, God body. Put some respect on my name, just like John Gotti. Lottie Dottie, Hot Toddy, Red Tamale, Pippin and Jordan, Coast City and Shoddy. My fit stay fresh like Easter Sunday. Touchdown, Saquon, Sinister K-Slay. These niggas bogus, Coast City is focused. Writing my magnum opus, real niggas have quote this. Derrick Rose and I'm back with a vengeance. Suicidal thoughts with a Glock and some incense. Time ticking, that's why a nigga relentless. I'ma fix the gap on your teeth like a dentist. Hear ye, damn it, I'm back. Khalil Mack, y'all ain't fucking with that. Still reppin' the third eye, Coe's a lyrical Jedi. Nigga, I'm on fire, rest in peace, the left eye.
Southfield Drive is the craziest. Forest Park niggas are the craziest. Livingston Ave is the craziest. Fifth Ave niggas are the craziest.
Listen, we living in a Trump era. We got rappers dancing around the skirts and niggas with mascara. I'm a Bronx tale, similar to Yogi Berra. When a nigga pass on, handpick my palm bearers. I be Kaepernickin' every day, new Nikes. I ain't never really fazed by no damn likes. Put your hands to the sky, that's a bank heist. And these niggas know I'm the GOAT like Jerry Rice. Poltergeist, Bow Bice, Three Blind Mice. It's been a while since a nigga really been this nice. In your eyes, I'm a slave like Django. Lame hoe, Bacardi, Lime, and Mango. City, the coach at the table with the red Kango. Check after check, my new friend is the Banco. New wave, get it poppin' this year. My album on the way, my mama gon' shed a tear.
Southfield Drive is the craziest. Forest Park niggas are the craziest.
Can you break down that comparison to Barry Larkin's?
I mean, Barry Larkin is probably one of my favorite baseball players. I feel like he underappreciated. I think he won the best Reds in history. And I feel like, I feel like I'm one of the best, but I feel like I'm underappreciated, very much so. So I just felt like it was perfect as my first single for my project.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Larkin, everybody loved Barry Larkin. He got the golden smile, you know, and he back it up with great play on the field. And he just a great person, a good guy in the community, you know, and we just got a lot of similarities.
So yeah.
Felt like it was appropriate to name the first single Barry Larkin.
You've been out here for a while, so yeah. What do you think is the reason for, you know, you're not, well, the reason for you feeling unappreciated or like you're not getting your just dues around here?
Ain't no gimmicks with me. It's straight bars and stories. And there's really no gimmicks. You know, I'm not up here dancing. I ain't got no flashy suit. Ain't got none of that. You know, it's just gonna be bars, hooks, beats, you know, entertainment. You know, just being me, being charismatic, being myself. I don't know, I'm in a super group. Like,
right.
I'm in a super group, the third power, Rashad. I think Rashad is the most incredible producer I ever been around in my life. He done production for Sally, for Nas.
Very familiar with him.
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah. I love him. I can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah, he's also another person that's very underrated.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know what I felt like for real? I really felt like Quincy and Michael. When Quincy and Michael came together, bananas.
That's up there.
Tell me this. Is this your first solo release, right?
It is my first solo release. Yeah, it has 7 joints on there.
You know what I'm gonna say? Why it's so short, man? Why it's so short? Tell me why it's so short, man.
Why you want water stuff down when it's perfect the way it is?
Yeah,
I'll tell you this. I knew that it was right. Obviously, I trust Rashad. Yeah, I trust him. He just knows me. I've been working with him for, you know, my entire music career, even before we was rappers. I knew that it was right when Sean Anthony. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Sean Anthony or not, but he legendary and he's a great friend of mine. He sent me an email and said, really appreciate the fact that you only gave us 7 songs because it's not watered down. Every song is solid, and that was the whole purpose. I don't want to give you like 30 songs or a double disc, and you know, you'd be like, I really like these 5 joints, but these 5 joints are whack. You know, you'd be able to digest and be like, it's really a musical experience, like a movie. Okay. Like I wanted it to play out like a movie.
Gotcha.
So 7 joints. Okay. You know, the next joint might have 9 joints, you know. 9 is a solid number too, but
solid number.
I'm working on it, man. Like I'm working on it.
The next joint, what's the next joint?
The next joint, I ain't got no title for it yet, but I ain't gonna make you wait long for that. Some of it's already done, really. So it'll be very soon. Definitely before fall. Definitely before fall. Okay. You gotta get another co-project. And in between that, you're going to get a Brillington Brothers album, which is me and my brother, P.A. Flex.
Shout out P.A.
Yeah, shout out P.A. I think P.A. pen game is vicious.
Vicious.
Yeah,
it's vicious, man. He one of the best writers I've been working with. What you say?
When is that coming out?
We cooking it all up. Like definitely like this year is like last year was about branding for a lot of us, but this year is really about expanding our product and expanding across, you know, not just Columbus, but going other places in the country and in the world who really appreciate music and just giving it to them. So you're going to get a whole bunch of music from us, not just from me, but from, you know, PA, you know, and just the whole family going to be releasing a lot of stuff. So don't be surprised when the market is flooded with a lot of music and you hear me on a lot of stuff. So
what about the third? Are we getting a new third project?
I mean, hey, you never know. we have a relationship. Like, I know you for lots of years. Like, the right. third is always going to be the third. Like, I look at, you right. know, there's the third, there's Fly Union, there's Spirit, there's Megahertz. Like, those to me are, you know, creme de la creme, so to speak. No disrespect to anybody else.
Right.
But the products, they speak for themselves. They really do. And I think that, you know, people, I'm not the only person that feels like that. So, but you know, I'm here now. I'm a solo artist. I'm Coast City. I'm, you know, I'm out here working. Like,
it's been a long time coming, Shotty. Yeah. Coming to grips. Turn me up in the headphones. I need to be loud.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been going through this wild type depression. Living in the past is blocking my current blessing. Bill Man Balkin said he need more De Niro. I'm working to the bone, shit, I'm trying to be the hero. I really need a break, or better yet, jump into this lake. But if I jump into this lake, will I be great? One take, I choose love over bitches. Family over riches, my daughter, she needed stitches. Degree up on the wall, I'll probably make my mama proud. Respect like the Pope, I need cheers from the crowd. Adrenaline is pumping while I write this here doctrine at my desk. While this incense burn right through the condo. You could call me Alex and better yet Alejandro. Misunderstood, kinda arrogant, Rondo. I hope they keep me in the league like Rondo. I'ma take the lead for a second just like Bono. The third power together, still tougher than leather. I'm still getting better, my wordplay is better. I used to love provolone, now I'm switching to cheddar. They throwing stones at me like, God, nigga, the pressure. Yeah, and my flow be upper echelon. And I'ma murder everything the Shotty put me on. If you feeling what I'm singing, y'all can sing along. You're free to sing along, but I'm starving like it's Ramadan.
In our chat message, our third member here, DePoise, yeah. Referred to your super group as the Ohio Wu, okay. I guess Wu-Tang. So he also wants to know who inspires you.
Me?
Well, he said who inspires them. So who inspires your super group?
The third
inspires you, basically, because it's
well, he said who inspired them. So I'm just reading what he says.
So I'll give you both. So mm-hmm. we'll start with the third. Like, definitely Tribe Called Quest, mm-hmm. definitely Outkast, definitely Mobb Deep, Wu-Tang, Jungle Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, groups like that. It's real deep, like it's introspective. I think the third is very introspective, not watered down.
Mm-hmm.
The bars is gonna be tough, the production gonna be crazy, and the hook's gonna be crazy because, you know, PA got that crazy hook pin. As for me, Cole, I love B.I.G. I think B.I.G. is the best rapper mm-hmm. ever. And his stories, they gave me chills. Like, when I heard his stories, I was just like, oh my God, like, nobody can mess with that man pin game. I mean, Jay-Z, yeah. You know, yeah. I like Benny Siegel. I like Kiss. One of my favorite rappers right now is Benny the Butcher. I think he is an animal.
Do your voice get compared to Kiss voice a lot?
Man, yeah. I mean, the people say we got voices that are very similar. You know, I like to play with my voice. I went to college on a music scholarship. I play instruments, you know, so like, and I like to do different things with my voice. You know, I also like Redman. I think Redman is incredible too. So like, I don't know. Like, I there's a lot of people I really love. I love Nas. Nas's stories, wow.
Right. Nas is serious.
I mean, like, yeah. Like
he's something serious, yeah.
Man,
I really want it. I, you know what I need? I would love to hear Nas and Hova together on a whole project.
A whole project?
Yep. 12 bangers. Yeah. 12 bangers. Mm. And you know what? I don't even know who would do the production, but like if Just Blaze did some joints for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Primo, of course.
Yeah, Primo, Just Blaze, Hit-Boy.
Yeah.
For yeah, they were trying to count how many songs that they actually did together. So it's not many.
Four.
I think it's four.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Black Republicans is whoa.
Oh yeah, Black Republicans is the nastiest.
Like. That I think that's the A plus. That's like that.
I agree.
There's not. I don't know if they do more, that would be great for me as a fan. Mm-hmm. But that to me is the peak. That is the peak of their bars.
Mm.
Where they just going crazy, they going ham on there. I'm like, wow, I love this. I need more of this. That inspires me. And you know who I forgot? For Jay Electronica.
Jay Electronica. Yeah.
Jay Elec is underappreciated. You know what I mean?
it kind of sucks that he had to drop that album during the pandemic.
Yeah, like, I mean, but it was a great solid piece of work. People was hating. You know, but everybody, this is how it is. This is how I look at it. Everybody not going to like what you do.
Right.
You have to be comfortable with what you do. And I'm comfortable with what I do. And mm-hmm. I feel at peace and I feel at ease now because I come to grips who I am as a person. Now I can move mm-hmm. forward to be a better leader in the community out here. Welcome to coming to grips.
Yo, the state where I reside, talent get overlooked though. You say I'm top 10, but I need a damn hook though. Dog, my nigga, I bust you when you're noggin. Your best rapping nigga can't fuck with my squadron. Cold on the build, it's spitting, it come easy. Yeah, I'm on fire like the center of a beady. Eating linguine, ham on panini. Leather bomber trench coat, Mr. Mancini. Pipe thick bitches like a pack of zucchini. I love the way that ass bouncing that string bikini. Watch Santini, plea like Breezy. City read the defense, Eric Mangini. Ben had Dodo, Mr. Miguel Cotto. King of the dojo, posing for the photos. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four. Finally got a deal, now the feds at the door, damn.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box.
Yeah, yeah, we got the power.
Knock him out the box.
Damn.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box.
Yeah, yeah, we got the power.
Knock him out the box.
I hold that, I roll that, I smoke that chinchilla. I hold back, I know that too much black will kill ya. Lean the evidence, is evidence. Only thing is left is their precedence. They got new pain, black still the same. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a residence. I'm on my grind, out of my mind. Walk that line, don't cross that line. Cause it's mine, you'll go blind. Throw them shades on if you trying to catch my shine. With a naked eye, got my heat to add to fire in the sky. You done railed up this black guy. About to catch a black guy, let's seize the moment. Need to own it, speak up on it, chief up on it. One more hit and then I pass it. Spit a classic to the masses, spit our classics. So out of this world, you didn't thought we were for NASA. Might sip the bottle. Got a motto, go for throttle, no tomorrow. And know that these will never borrow. See the three, always gonna be a tough fact to follow. Make sure they get the point like it's coming from a hollow. Damn.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box.
Yeah, yeah, we got the power.
Knock him out the box.
Damn.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box. Knock him out the box.
Yeah, yeah, we got the power.
Knock him out the box.
Yeah, I'm one hit away from the bottom of my bowl. Inhale and then hold. You know the rules, you don't put in, you put out. I learned from the best, can't keep it in your chest, gotta blow that shit out. Say no to tobacco, homeboy, throw that shit out. I got this one hitter quitter, and it's whiskey in my liver. And all I want for dinner is more money in the winter, so I can play soccer with the clouds, kick them around. One hit away from a single day, playing hopscotch through United States just for pay. Talk about money, speak it all into my life sentence. Invisible felonies could have had a life sentence. I walk around dethroning men and then rethroning them. I can make you sing again, from peasant back to king again. I can make your telephone ring again, bat swing again. Ellsbury, Jacoby to rookies from the OG.
Knock them out the box. Knock them out the box. Knock them out the box. Knock them out the box.
Give us a positive and a negative to that 2020 pandemic.
Oh, man. People dying. I don't see nobody dying. That's one thing. Something that was positive.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a lot more time to write.
Okay.
It gave me a lot more time to sit and think. And I got my Bible right here. Sit right on the speakers in my studio. It gave me a time to analyze.
And what kept you motivated?
My family.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter going to college.
Congrats on that. Salute.
Yeah, congratulations.
I mean, you know, just being a strong black man in America, period. Like, you know what? This is how I feel. I feel this way. God know what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. He told me what I was supposed to do. Now I'm enacting his plan, and it's working perfect. It's really coming together very perfectly. You know? I'm gonna have some new music for you. I'm gonna have some new music really, really, really soon, if that gives you like a heads up. I got some joints in the pocket right now that's already done.
Off of Coming to Grips, what's your favorite song on that album?
That's what I was
I love Forever.
Mm-hmm.
I love Forever. I love them all. Don't get me wrong, because I wrote them all at different places. And you know the thing I love about Rashad? He sent me back to the lab to write verse over, because he said, I need you to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
There have been third songs I didn't get to make, you know. It just helped me become a better writer. But if I had to pick a favorite on my album, it definitely would be Forever, you know, because the hook is, you know, and even if it takes forever, I'm going to still get there.
Do you think you'll be right when you're 35? Is this a youth culture thing or?
No. It's who's ever on point. Who's ever on point will always have an avenue. Who's ever giving you the real deal? Some of the members of Public Enemy are well into their 30s. So, you know, it doesn't have an age limit, you know, just like nothing does in life, you know. If I can learn from you, you definitely can learn from me.
I'm learning from you.
I'm learning
from you. I'm learning from you.
If it takes
city still take the road less traveled. Slept in a trap house and never got rattled. Flunked out of old woo and never got rattled. Blew a couple hundred thousand, never got rattled. Libby came, then Lyric, never got rattled. The truth gon' hurt like the center of a battle. Where nigga from, dog? My niggas don't tattle. Cause niggas paranoid by the guns and the gavel. My young boy P supposed to go to the league, but P got caught up trying to get to the lead. Now he spent his damn weekends dope and fatigue. He on paper too, he on K blowing the trees. And his baby mama tripping, grandmother in diapers. Best friend is in Rikers, life totally stressed. PSD, nigga depressed and bipolar. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Terry Porter.
Because when those things happen in life, you lose fights, you lose in life, you lose someone you love. It's the person that comes back from that. I can put you in there with somebody you can want to fight. And you say, wow, this is great. I'm going to want to continue. And one day you lose. Man's not thought of greatness because how many times he's raised and succeeded. It's how many times he brings himself up from the brink of destruction. Because anybody can win.
Single parent household, Brillington Lane. I remember raindrops on my window pane. Now
my music live forever like Kurt Cobain. And the verses that I'm dropping now are never in vain. I recall dumping vegetables down the drain. My brother big and I'm small, need meat on the frame. Lot of peaks, lot of valleys on my wheel to gain. Out in chat, hurt mama, I could feel the pain. Now I'm coming like a thunder and rain. Just a couple random things on the top of the brain. While my dude get caught with the cane. Shit, how you doing, nigga? I maintain. Now I'm about to blow like propane. Why my uncle died so young? Why I still feel hurt? Why I flow so dumb? Why these hating ass people talk behind my back? Probably cause my queen is white and Coast City is black. Whoa, check it out. This is for the teacher that said that I wouldn't make it. This is for the niggas that's real and never fake it. This is for everybody riding for Elevator. Shout out to the power and shout out to God Vader. Man, I'm a cold dude when it comes to the paper. 24 from the Lakers, hits like Fonseca. Singing Anita Baker, this is a backbreaker. City put a nigga to sleep, the Undertaker. Same brother left off lust with Truck Norm. Same brother crooked ass mouth with a tight cough. Same brother used to be scared to sleep in the dark. Y'all ashing raw pup pup playing some golf. But City love rugby, boxing, wrestling. Jimmy Fly snooker my nigga off of the rope. I still spread hope though I'm rolling on a spare. Even if it takes forever for me to get there. Get there, get there.
Pass the invitation for real.
Like, invitation is nuts too. Like,
and you know how many times I rewinded that? Like,
I was, I was like channeling like my Nas or like my Andre 3000. I didn't mention him. He's a goat too. But like, I really was like that. That was my goal. Like, I feel like sometimes like when you write a song, like you're just a messenger. God is spewing the words, but you're the messenger. You're writing them or you're saying them. Yeah. So that's where I felt super comfortable. I was just going in. I was like, okay, I'm here now. Let's go. You know, because in Columbus, this is how I feel. In Columbus, there's a tier of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like for a long time, my name needed to be mentioned with tier one.
Yeah.
It's just that's just...
No. In Columbus, the rappers are they're very segregated.
Absolutely.
Very.
Absolutely. So. But I got a good relationship with all of them though.
Okay.
You know, I work with a lot of them. AU, you know, shout out to AU, shout out to Cop, Luke, you know, shout out to Super Mario who holding down Elevator and Shotty T and Dion,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people I work with. You know, Wallaby, I love Wallaby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just a lot of people. Young Wise, Vader, you know, that's my brother. I love Vader.
Young Wise is very creative.
Yeah,
that's my
guy. PA was on, my brother PA was on Wise's album. Like,
mm-hmm.
Wise is just incredible to me. Like, love that guy.
So, okay, hold on. Let me just ask him one thing, JC. So, PA Flex, that's your big brother. You know? Who is Northside Music? Is that his record label and his thing, or are you an artist on that? Or explain that a little bit if you don't know.
I'm forever an artist on Elevator.
Okay,
that's where I started.
Gotcha.
But my brother PA started North City Music Group.
Okay.
And that's his label, and you know he's on there, and you know AU does a lot of the production along with Blaze, and J. Rawls did Sleepwalkers on PA's album, which is crazy. Yeah. Got played by DJ Premier, that's big.
Yeah.
And I'm over there helping them. I'm helping them.
Okay. Let's
say that, like, you know, whatever they need me to do, I'm going to execute it for them. You know, I got a lot of relationships with people. I don't burn bridges. I build bridges with people and I help them out. And I think that's the difference between me and a lot of people here.
Yeah. Du Bois asks, what do you think will be your legacy?
My legacy? Heavy bars and a great flow and a great voice. That's really, those are the things that when I see Buka, those are the things that he tells me every time I see him. I give him a hug. I wish I could give him a hug now, you know what I mean? He say, man, God, voice so crazy. And I'm like, mama for that, with my dad for that voice, you know, and like, you know, I just really, I really take my time with these bars. They're important to me. Like, they really are. Like, I'm delivering a message. I'm trying to help somebody out of a rut, trying to help somebody out of a dark place. I mean, the whole thing about Coming to Grips, it was kind of dark, but there's bright moments there, just positive moments. Like, you know, for Almost There, you know, there's a lot more visuals that you guys haven't seen yet that I'm going to give to you for that. But
Almost There, that's my other one. I like the rewind button on that. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's.
Yo, check it out. Fuck your little rap career and jerking ass label. The God is still building with the kings at the table. It's elevator music, pump fake, y'all bluffing. For Coast City LT, I'm straight bum rushing. I did a lot of wild drugs like David Ruffin. But dog, they are fuckboys, their words mean nothing. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP party. Swear to God, Libby, I'm sorry. Before it's all done, you gon' be pushing a Ferrari. Why your brother Lyric gon' be purling on a Harley? I wrote, and I still ain't made Marley. The L's on my knees kinda hard like Jabari's. Diggy better than me, it's hard to admit though. Get him cold, knock him out like I'm Klitschko. It's Marshawn Lynch, fourth and goal. I'm kinda rough around the edges, but I touch your soul.
God has done so many things for me.
When one door closes, another door opens. To whom much is given, much is required. Check it. I couldn't make sway, guess a nigga spiteful. There's five Jackson members, I'm just trying to be Michael. Black been my rival, Shotty gon' have the title. But I be Malcolm X out the window with the rifle. Alex Ryan Matthews, Job in the Bible. Forest Park Idol, welcome to my recital. Hip hop ain't dead, my lady checking my vitals. My album finally done, Duke, this a revival. Lyrics over bullshit, crying at the pulpit. Your chick a toothpick, my lady dumped it. Choke him with a bull whip, hit him with a pool stick. Just copped a new car, the color of Cool Whip. The government is shut down, people getting furloughed. McConnell drinking Merlot, my flow is inferno. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. The Lord is my shepherd, I will never finish last. Like, wow.
The boy said he's giving y'all flowers for representing the CO.
Oh man, thank you.
Definitely.
It's North Side of Columbus, Forest Park forever. Like
North Side, baby.
That's me. That's where I'm from. Shout out to everybody who grew up in Forest Park. Everybody that's here and everybody that didn't make it. You know,
nice.
We trying to put on for Columbus, and we trying to represent for Forest Park. Straight up.
So give us a hot 16 before we go, man. Give us a hot 16. Man. But burn it down one time for him. Wake him up. Cole, wake him up.
City got more bars than Attica. My flow is on point like the fangs on Dracula. But I'm really nice, and these rappers are all trash. Yeah, I'm in your pocket forever like Dame Dash. Got a little money stashed away if my son ever come knocking. City rocking, I'm popping, chicks jocking. And A-verse gonna blow like a time bomb. And I'm fed A-Web plus Iron. Saigon emerging out of the pylon. Hit my brother Jay Sands out in Taiwan. I'ma leave it right there, B.
All right, that's leave how you right feel. There. All right, okay. Leave it right
there. I'm about to say, wait a minute, that ain't no way to end it.
I'ma leave it right there for y'all.
No,
I don't wanna give y'all too much, B.
Give
I, got, I got lots of boy, I got lots of bars. I give lots of bars to y'all, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get that Coming to Grips right now. They can get it everywhere, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Well,
Coming to Grips out on all streaming.
We got more videos coming.
You got more videos. Coming. You got more vinyl. You got more everything coming. You know what I mean?
Hey, can you shout out your social media sites?
Yeah, so everything is Coast City 1979. Just hit me up, inbox me. You know what I mean? I'm ready to work. Just trying to put on for the city, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
You're doing a great job, man. We appreciate you. Much continued success. Keep waking them up. Keep your foot on their neck. And don't let them breathe, man.
Appreciate y'all, man. I really, really do appreciate y'all. You know, shout out to Shotty D, Super PA, Kaz, Lou, hey, you shout out to everybody. You know, shout out to everybody.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
This is Crate Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
Shake it freely, and I don't tell stories, I let them tell itself. And you ain't gotta sell sex, girl, it sell itself like nothing else. Yeah, I'm a country boy, but that big city bottom fill me up with joy. Ain't like brand, live it up, daddy. Here go the whisper song, baby, this is us ready. Put it on me, enthusiastically. Whatever it is that you do it admirably. And I ain't choose it, that thing chose me. It's Bubba K and Yin Yang all the way in this thing. Go!
From up above with them Earl jeans on, fitting tight like a glove. Your little cinnamon toast crush, come show me some love. Slim Goody got tittle-litty. Yeah, but she's a picture postcard, pretty fat kitty little bitty. You're provoking me, giving me the notions to wanna lick your funky emotions.
She can make a crippled man walk and a blind man see. How could I put this? She can make the Grinch love Christmas. How could I manifest her uniqueness
like
in vernacular?
Candy,
yeah, that describes
like
her.
Like a chocolate candy bar.
Bring a smile on my
face. She looks
face.
Like a movie star. Like
see
a chocolate smiling. Candy bar.
Yeah.
She looks like a movie star.
Like
a chocolate candy bar. She looks like a movie star. Like a chocolate candy bar. She
She looks like it.
I seen her at the park on the blacktop, watching the kids play. Her style complimented the sunny day. There's a mild nature about her, gentle but firm for all the bullshit life brought her way. You reflect the beauty of a starless night by far. Like Billy Joel said, I take you just the way you are. I had a crush on you since the days of Love Tap. Karate shoes, you had jelly cornrows with the peas in the back. I knew you'd grow to be a
rockin' with my man DJ Booker.
On the bench, man. Shit cold on this side for you hoes, man.
moose. Jack bro. When I let the Mac off, Dolomite hit the road, poster boy to these hoes. All the shit that I sold, kept the nigga out the hole. Now I'm front row with a bad centerfold. Naomi Campbell's skin tone, Tyra Banks' forehead. Big body bends, we don't do mopeds. Nate's getting money, hauling the Gore-Tex. Tend to pull out, bust on the corset. Crunches for the core, now the boy set. We was doing shows, would've been on tour, but the world closed.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
What you got for us, Jay Titter?
Okay.
You gave us some tidbits today. Where you hear that Freeway? Freeway and the state property coming back. Where you hear that at?
Freeway did an interview. He did an interview with somebody. Yeah, I told y'all before that he said they was coming back.
Well, why he ain't give us an interview?
He said he was dropping some new music, and he said Benny Siegel was dropping some new music, and he was talking about how good Benny Siegel could cook, and he had just been over there eating. So then the interview person had asked him, you know, well, what about, you know, all of them possibly getting back together? And he said, just wait for it. Just stay tuned.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wait for it.
It's the whole state property.
That should be interesting.
It should be. But you know what? There's so many other interesting things going on in the world. I gladly take that. Interesting, like Naomi Campbell having her first child at 50.
What?
Yes. She had a little girl.
Say word. At 50?
At 50 years old.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so congratulations to her. Let's see. Did you know that y'all know the singer Danny Lay, right? The one
I heard of, dating
the baby.
Yeah, I heard of him.
And he ended up breaking up with her. I couldn't tell if he was breaking up with her after the controversy of the whole light skin, dark skin thing with her, with his baby mom, but. Now word on the street is he really banged out on her because she got pregnant and he didn't want her to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But surprise, surprise,
she kept it.
Now showing. Yeah, so he has a baby on the way. Yep.
The baby has a baby on the way?
The baby has a, I think this will be his fourth child.
The baby has four babies. So.
Yeah, and I was today years old when I found out little Dirk had seven kids.
Wow, seven kids, little Dirk.
He looks like a baby himself. Yeah, so T.I. and Tiny has another case against them coming out of L.A. Charged they're being accused of sexual assault. So, of course,
would they be tag teaming on people or what?
Well, I've always heard that they were swingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm hearing that all of this is a bunch of BS caused by one female. So
one female they did something with probably got issues and just trying to
which was a family friend. Oh,
she's just trying to drag them through the mud and take them down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they show ain't been on or what?
They have postponed the show. Well, they didn't. The network did postpone the show starting up. Actually, they said that this lady pretty much took a liking to Tiny. And, she was just kind of like...
On Tiny and not him.
Yeah.
And they kind of shut that down, so...
They tried to like, Lone Spoon handle, like, you know, and I think it didn't sit well with her, so... She started up a lot of mess, so... Joe Budden accused of sexual harassment by former co-host Olivia Pope. So, and it looks serious. You know, he just lost two of his other co-hosts, and looked like they're starting up their own show. But they accused him of basically not keeping it all the way 100 as far as like, you know, money wise and things that they should know and stuff. So. Joe Budden is looking like he's pretty shady. Pretty shady. As far as
he was on Shady though. So he fucking is shady. He was on shady.
Anyway. He has issued an apology to Olivia Dope, and I don't know.
Why apologizing if he didn't do nothing?
Basically, you could tell by the way the statement was written that that's the cover your butt type thing. I don't know. They have it on. They have footage of a lot of his sexual advances. But she said that they tried to cut out most of it, but they have a lot of footage of him doing it. Because it was something that he didn't hide. So
he just lost everything.
Yeah.
Over a piece of it.
Yeah, this Me Too movement going on. He ought to chill.
Gotta be careful. Gotta be more careful.
Yeah, so... 50 Cent files a document to seize all of Tierra Marie's assets in an ongoing court battle. I guess, you know, she accused him of releasing a sex tape, and he had nothing to do with it, so she had to pay him $30,000 for defamation, and she has not been able to pay him the money back, so... Now he wants to take all her assets. I think he just want to make her miserable because he don't need anything that she got. So
he don't need it.
Yeah. So YF and Lucci surrendered to the authorities today over the racketeering case related to gang activities. It's not really looking too good for him right now. Nah, so,
they're going to get him on something. He going away. Whether it's for a long time or half of a long time, but he's going away. It ain't.
Yeah.
You're not beating all them charges. Ain't no way. I don't care what you. Or you gonna go broke doing it, one or the other. But I don't think. I just don't think it's gonna happen for him.
Yeah, and they said that they don't have to go and listen to his music to like incriminate him and stuff. They said they have like audio that's in the prison, like so. That, I don't know if that's from talking to other people or phone taps, but they said they got everything they need. So, yep. So we have new music out by the Migos, The Culture 3, Kodak Black, and Nicki Minaj. And y'all know about J. Cole, of course. Mm-hmm. So they pumping that up real good.
Nicki Minaj is a re-release of a mixtape, right?
Scotty with two or three new songs or something.
Mm-hmm.
One of them songs is fire, though. One is a sample beat. It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, but basically, Drake was the one to convince her to come out of her little stupor. I guess she'd been shut down. And she took a break from social media and everything. You know, being a new mom and losing her dad and you know, like she said, it was real hard, but she said Drake sent her a track and she said she instantly came alive and she said she'll never forget that as long as she lives. So I can understand that needing motivation and you know somebody lift you up. She said she's still not ready to talk about her dad. She said it hurts a lot and he just had a birthday too, so but social media seems glad and happy to and excited to see her back. So yeah, expect I guess some more Nicki Minaj pandemonium going on.
She's one of the only female rappers that still write.
Yeah. They said she came for Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I can see that.
They said she came for her, and
she need to.
Yeah,
she need to.
Does Meg Thee Stallion write her own stuff though? Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
But no, I
should have said that.
I think they're tired of seeing the twerking with Meg and the booty dances. So they want to see her come with something a little bit.
Yes, more. Please do.
So,
okay.
Get lyrical, Megan.
Get lyrical.
Yeah.
And then you do it. If it ain't in you, hang it up.
Yeah, anybody can make a twerk song.
I think it's in her, but I think that's what was her big hit, you know, like
that Cardi B up song ain't that dope. That's not a hit for real. I was listening to that today on the radio. That's not a hit. The lyrics are not dope. The beat is not dope. What do you like about it?
What about
you like it because it's up, because it's up, because it's up? I mean, what?
Well, the lyrics are trash. She didn't really write that anyway. She stole that. I know she don't write it, but
that song is just not a hit. It's not dope.
I didn't know that Meg Thee Stallion boyfriend wrote for her.
Meg Thee Stallion boyfriend writes for Cardi B.
What?
Yeah.
Get them checks. I'm just saying, I like Cardi, but that song is just not it for me.
Well, how creative is da 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 da? How creative is that? What the hell she say? She didn't know what to say, so
it was nice seeing y'all today. It was a nice up tempo. It was a beat. It was nice. It was a dance song. It was fun. People loved it. Like, y'all just some haters.
We're not haters.
Is there one lyrical song on her album? With one song that you could say, oh, she's killing them.
Who?
Megan. Is there one song on Megan's whole album that you could say, oh, she was killing that?
I never listened to a whole album by her, so I just listened to singles. No,
I can't think of one that I say, oh.
You listen to the whole album?
So okay, who shot you track?
I don't know. No.
Is that her hardest song?
She's hard to me. She be
spitting. I like her.
Yeah.
She can't spit, but she's cool.
She spits.
She's cool. Like MC Light spits. Like Moni Love spits. Like those are spitters. Like Megan Thee Stallion, not a spitter.
I ain't gonna say Moni Love, but MC Light spit in her sleep.
So. No, Mama Moni, man. Mama Moni dope, man. Stop it.
Anyway, there's a new movie out. It's a thriller with Chris Rock and Samuel Jackson, and it's called Spiral. It's kind of like a spinoff from, like, remember the scary movie Saw?
Mm-hmm. I used to love Saw.
So it's a spinoff from that. So it's out, and they said that it is really gory.
Really gory and grimy, underground.
I don't know if I'm gonna watch it, but Chris Rock.
You scared?
I don't like scary movies, but Chris Rock.
It's gonna be funny. He's gonna add the comedy to it.
I can't see him being in a scary movie, and that's why I want to see it, because I want to see how he do. But it was hard for me to watch him in Fargo, so
I didn't see that.
What was bad was when Busta Rhymes was in Halloween. He started fighting Michael Myers.
That was
crazy.
That was a parody, though, right?
No, it was a movie.
No, it was a movie. Halloween, Halloween 5 or 6.
One of those
Halloweens.
Y'all sure it wasn't one of those Marlon Wayans movies?
Oh, no, it was not.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, it was not.
But that's it. The last couple of words on the street has been light. I like that. Remember the other ones were filled with death and killings and everything. Although there was 47 people shot in Chicago over the weekend.
Damn.
And 7 died. That's just ridiculous to me.
And
they're opening up the city, and they're bringing a taste back, and I don't think nothing's nice going to come from that.
Oh, they're bringing the taste back, the taste of Chicago?
Yeah.
You going?
No.
Not at all. She said no. No. Mm-hmm. Not happening.
If y'all still want to see me on the show, no. No.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, thanks. That's the word on the street with the one and only JC. Well, We thank you.
All right, y'all.
Going on.